Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jaden. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling because I received an email confirming an order that I did not make.
Okay. Could you provide me with the zip code?
06854.
Okay. What's the last name?
Aarons, A-A-R-O-N-S.
Let me see. You received it today?
No, I received the email. First of all, you guys did a bait and switch on me. You guys sent an email from Costco. Like, it was linked to my Costco account. It came up like some earbuds were for free. I clicked on it. Next thing you know, it says the shipping was going to be for free. I thought it was from Costco. The shipping was going to be for $4 and something else. When I got it, I got charged $4.95 for some earbuds and plus $19.95 for a case. All right. Now, someone ordered another earbud and sent them today. It was ordered 4:13 today.
When was the other order ordered, ma'am? The one with
that
the trip?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Was it on the 15th?
Yes.
Did you complete the order? Because I'm pulling up an account and it's not finished. It doesn't even have a charge on here. And
oh,
it doesn't have the shipping address.
Because, my husband got the phone right here. We have the headphones right here. So it came in. So someone is using my credit card, and I'm going to call my bank tomorrow. And now there's an order for $62.95. You don't see that order either, right?
Yeah, it's not nothing up here.
Okay. So there's nothing in your system for this order. Can I give you an order number?
Yeah, give me 1 second. Hold on. Let me see. Okay, you can go ahead.
EDEEAA2876.
You said 2, and then what was after 2?
No, 2876.
2876?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ma'am, what's your last name again?
Aarons, A-A-R-O-N-S.
First name, Ingrid?
Yeah.
Okay, I found it now. Okay, and just to verify, what's the shipping address?
What shipping address do you have?
I have to verify with you first. I'm not allowed to give it
out. Okay. 32 Elmwood Avenue, North
okay.
Connecticut, 06.
That's what I have.
Yeah.
All right. I do see that on the 13th you were charged $4.97 and $19.98, and I do see the charge from today. Let me see. And you already received the products?
Yeah.
Okay.
I already received. I got the iPad case. You know, yeah, the earbuds and the case. So I don't know why am I being charged $62.90. Even when I was charged that is not, I had no control. It's like the order came up with the case and everything. Like, I didn't even agree to it. You know, it was.
Yeah, we could have canceled it for you. Did you have a phone number at all?
No, there was no phone number. There was no way for me to even respond to you guys. There was no, I kept the email because I was just so shocked. Like, there was no way for me to even respond to anyone. It was just like, oh, confirm. And I thought it was a Costco website giving me a free order because I just had ordered something from there. So
okay.
I accepted it as a loss. I accepted it. But today, for another order of $63, for an order that was placed today at 4:13.
I see it. Give me 1 second. Let me see. Okay. I'm about to, I'm not really sure as to what happened, but I'll go ahead and void out that charge for you for today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Give me 1 second. Alrighty. It is refunded. You should get a void confirmation email stating that I did refund this charge to you. And you won't be charged anymore.
I got the AirPods. All right, I appreciate it. Please remove my information from the system.
It's already canceled.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye.